Tefillah for Life, Shir 207, Thursday, Parshias Tazria Mitzayra. We are explaining the end of the Yehiratzin, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us from a din and a bal din, whether it's a ben bris or whether it's enoi ben bris. And we explain that there's a fundamental difference between someone that's a ben bris, between someone that is part of Klal Yisrael, and someone that's an enoi ben bris. And this is a very fundamental concept that we have to keep in mind throughout our day. Because sometimes, chas v'shalom, the Yetzahara can convince us that a guy can be better than a yid in a certain situation. Sometimes a person can think that a guy can be more honest. Sometimes he thinks that a guy is his friend. But a yid, the Yetzahara makes him look like he's so foreign from me. He's Hasidish, he's Sfardish, he's Litvish, he's different, he's from a different country, he has different minhagim, he's very different than me. But when it comes to the guy, the Yetzahara will paint a picture as if he's just like you. And he's such a friendly guy, and he's trying to help you become friends with him, have a relationship with him. And this is a mistake that people have to understand. There is a fundamental difference between a yid and a guy. A yid, no matter how different he is than you, he is a ben bris. He is inherently connected to you. Even a yid who goes far, far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still a ben bris, is still part of the bris, and therefore he's inherently part of Klal Yisrael. He's inherently part of you. As opposed to the guy, even the nicest guy is out of the bris. He is not inherently part of us. And even though the Yetzirah wants to paint a picture as if it's someone that we should have a relationship with, we have to understand that he's an enoi ben bris. And no matter how nice he seems, and no matter how pleasant he seems, ultimately he hates you. Halacha biyadua, Esav seinei es Yaakov. Every guy has a sina to a yid. And we have to understand this when we approach our relationships with Yidin versus Goyim. Of course, we have to be pleasant. Of course, we have to make a Kiddush Hashem. But to create a situation that we rely on someone, that we feel a connection, that we feel a relationship, we have to understand that no matter how far the Yid seems from me, he's a Ben Bris. He is someone that I can have a working relationship with. As opposed to a guy, even if I can have a partnership and a relationship with a guy. But I have to remember, he's an enoi ben bris. My ultimate relationship, my ultimate connection is with a yid, who's in the bris together with me. Chazal called goyim nochrim, which means they are foreign from us. As opposed to a yid, the Torah calls achicha. He is your brother. No matter how foreign he may seem, he's in the bris together with you. And therefore, he's your brother.